Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Psychic Medium Toni Green. I am Toni Green, the Psychic Medium. And I'm so happy you're here with me today. Thank you for joining the show. Okay, so I'm going to just let you know ahead of time. Apparently, I may have eaten something I wasn't supposed to. So, and this is the result. We have a little bit of stuff going on. So there may be some coughing, there may be some whatever. Food. Anyway, so if you are wearing headphones and or any listening in any other way where noise is, if it goes up and down, it may be disturbing. Please know that because I can't give a warning when I'm going to cough. Having said that, we're just going to see how long we can do this show today and go from there. And then if we make it the hour, I will be impressed. I will be really impressed with myself. I have like lined up and ready to go, like lined out in front of me to try to help. So, okay, please, if you would like to call in and ask a question, 845-277-9131. If you would like to join us live, I'm here every Monday and Wednesday at Monday at noon Central, Wednesday at 7 p.m. Central. Now, for the next week, the times and the days might be off. I'm going to get shows in, but I'm going to be traveling, and I'm not going to be on my own schedule or my usual schedule. So I'm going to get the shows in when I can, how I can. So please, if you do watch or listen on a podcast or a radio station or anything where you can like hit that button to find out when I'm coming on, do that if you like the live version. And then what else? Oh, don't get scammed. I never reach out to anybody. I can really barely reach out to myself, seriously. I have to leave notes around everything to remind myself because, yeah. So don't get scammed. Please try really don't. Let's just say you do get reached out to, call my business number and say, hey, did you reach out and say this? Because people who were my clients, there was a scammer, and I was in another country at the time, so I couldn't catch it right away. And this scammer went through my whole list. It's quite a few of them went for it, and I don't know why they'd be upset with me. This scammer was doing like email reads. So the way I found out is they reached out to my little niece and was like, hey, how have you been? And my little niece, so innocent, good. And they're like, you need a reading, and she's like, who is this? You're not my auntie. And then my niece was good. She reported them and then let me know right away. So please know, please be careful, because those people are out there, and it's not only me. They go after anyone for anything online. So I know it has happened in the past. I try to let everybody know, don't get fooled again. And then go from there. Okay. Again, please excuse any coughing you may hear. And I was clearly running late today, and this is like, ooh. Okay. So, songs. Okay. Songs can be, oh gosh. Am I going to have to sing with this? Holy. Okay. It can be a song they loved, you loved, or an answer to a question you may have. that's on a feeling of holy. I don't know if those are the words, but, and I don't know, that's definitely not the beat. That it goes, Mama. I've had it on this show before. Oh my gosh, I wish Patrick was on right now. He knows exactly what song it is. Anyway, if I think of more of the words, I will come back with it. So far, we're just doing so well with the song, right? Okay. The next song is Slow Motion With It. Slow Motion With It. Slow Motion With It. I like it like that. She's working that back. Slow Motion With It. Okay, that's the next song. The next song is Come a Chameleon. The next song is, I don't even know if these are the words to the song. I don't really think I know this song. Why Won't You Love Me? Why won't you love? I don't know the beat of it, but, okay, somebody is just saying, why won't you love me? I don't know. Maybe you don't act right. I don't know. If you act right, people love, I don't know. Why won't you love me? That's just what I'm getting, okay? Sorry. I'm just a delivery person. Okay. The next song, this is going to be really good, right? Because I can sing so well otherwise. Now I have this in. Here we go. The next song is Let's. The Games People Play. And I'm not sure who sings that. Okay, now I'm going to let go of songs. I'm going to go to names. Johnny is one of the names. Jerome. And if there's repetitive names, folks, especially if they're common names, remember, I can't tell you how many of my clients come in and their mom, their uncle, their partner's name are the same. So it doesn't mean it's the same person coming through, and it could mean it's for several people, okay? Names would be Roberto, Jenica, Jason, Jacinta, Maleficent, which obviously is a movie, which could come through in here. It makes me smile. Maleficent. It could be a name too. I don't know. Jenna, Jacob, oh, lots of J's today. M-Y-K-E-L. I think that's the name. It could have a letter after the L, I'm not sure. And then like Jesse James or Jesse James or something like that. And then we're going to leave the names there today. And then I'm going to go to questions. I want to thank everybody joining me. I'm going to go back and forth between questions in the chat and questions online. I'm going to do this for as long as I can, so everybody please bear with me. And I apologize if it's disturbing to anybody. Okay, so I think the first question, Manic Monday is your song for, oh my gosh, Sal, you're so right. Sal gave me a song, Manic Monday. You're so right. You guys, I was telling them, I didn't think I was going to make the show on time because my hair isn't even all the way dry. It's like craziness. Dino, do you see me getting a new job or getting promoted? Yes. Jesse, is Fawn getting a new job? Fawn, I think you're going to get promoted, but it's not going to be until mid-year, like right around that June time, maybe July, but I do feel like you are going to get that. If it comes sooner, by that time, you'll be fully acclimated in your position, okay? I am going to go to callers now. 516, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, Tony, long time no speak. This is Kavita from New York.
Oh, my gosh, how are you?
I'm good. I missed you. I wanted to say hi, drop in, say Happy New Year.
I'm so happy you did. How has everything been going?
Everything is pretty good. It's pretty good. Just ready for a new year, a new start, you know, new beginnings, different areas in my life. I did write in a question. Mine's the next question, I think. So anything you can pick up about love and travel for this year?
Okay, I hear travel first, of course, because, you know, mm-hmm. I want to say, and this is, first I'm going to tell you about the travel.
Okay.
I hear April and then June. I hear May too, but that's something that is not decided or it's a very small thing. And then these are months that you could decide to travel or have things planned or hear about travel. So I feel like there's going to be two potential trips that are plane worthy or not close, like out of your area, definitely. Two trips definitely out of your area. And then a couple of small things coming in. One of them is, okay, one of them might be, I don't know if you've been here or you would think about going here, and I'm really not, please forgive me, I'm not familiar with this area. I keep hearing the Baltic Sea.
Okay.
I don't think you're going to go to there are easier vacations. Okay, so I'm going to say these trips are going to come in. If you don't know about them now, you're going to know about them very soon. You're going to have the ability to do all of the travel that you want this year when you want to. And it will not be a hardship in any way, and you will have a lot of fun if you go. And that's what I'm getting for trips. There might be one trip that is based in what they're calling business, and business trip doesn't always mean work, although it obviously can. Sometimes a business trip simply means it's something we have to do, meaning like family situation in another area, we have to go. We have to take care of that business. I do feel like there might be one like that. I don't know where that one is, but there may be one that is some sort of business oriented, whether it means work, potential work, or something that you just have to go and take care of, that will be coming in for you, and you should, I'm so sorry. You should probably do that one for sure, okay?
Okay.
And that's what I have for travel, love.
Okay. What about the love life? I know you've seen someone coming in for me.
Yeah, okay, Kavita, I'm going to try to be really, really firm on one question per person, especially when the phone log is full. And I think it's fair to everybody. And I always say to everybody, if you have more questions, please feel free to book a session or call back during my next show. You don't even have to, you know, you can just call back in another show and ask. And there's the call log and there's the chat. So I hope that was helpful for you.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. I hope you feel better soon.
Oh, thank you so much, Kavita. I hope you have an amazing rest of the week. I'm going to go to the chat. Yeah, you guys, I know I try to say that prior to every, you know, taking calls. Please have one exact question about life, love, career, finances. If you want just a general message, you're going to get what you get. And if you want to connect with a loved one, tell me their name and relationship to you. And if, here's the thing, if you have a question for your loved one or there's something you want to know from your loved one, tell me that right away. Once I connect with them and give you the message, please don't ask me a question afterward. Then I'm just trying to be fair to everybody who's waiting or who has been waiting. So please understand that and don't think I'm a mean person. I have a whole line of people that think I'm mean. I don't want you to be in it because now that puts you at the end of it. Okay? So, okay, there we go. Anyway, I'm going to go to the next question online. Kate wants to know, hi, Tony. I've gotten a bad cold twice in 2 months. Hey, Kate. I feel you. Not a medical question, but what the heck? Weak immune system? Message to rest more. Thank you. You know what, Kate? I wish I knew. I really do. I wish I knew what this was. I think mine came from food, but I'm not sure. It could be from anything. There's so much I'd like to say right now about certain things going on right now. I do know that supposedly, and I have to be careful about the way I say this, in the past like month or so, they've been studying the rain and snow that's been falling, and they're finding very interesting things in it. So if you'd like to go, I mean, and that's our air. That's what we're breathing in. If you'd like to go look that up yourself, you're welcome to go and that up yourself. Yeah. So I'm sorry that you have not been feeling well, Kate. I hope you feel better. All righty. 5-1. Did I do 5-1? I think I did. Okay. I'm going to go to 519. 519, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Tony. It's Jennifer calling from Canada.
Hey, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm good. I have a weird question because I like to mix it up a bit. I have a coworker who sent a GoFundMe request to all of the people that we work with. We're not very close, and it made me feel kind of weird, and it didn't resonate with me. Is it legit, or is it some sort of, is she looking to capture money from people and prey on people's good nature?
Okay, I have so many questions for you now. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so give me a second to tap into this. First, I think there should be some sort of policy against that in workplaces. But that's me.
Mm-hmm.
That's my thing.
I agree.
Second, is it a legit thing? Yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. Is it for her personally or for somebody she knows?
Her mother and father.
Okay. That helps me. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. It's so hilarious. But not. I'm hearing two things. The first thing I'm hearing is that song, too legit to quit. Okay. Yeah. Listen, everybody's a little bit different. Okay. Everybody is different. I get it. We're all different. But that's your mama. I got my mama. You know, that's, and I get there are people that will say, that's so mean. You know, why, because now that one person has broken that seal, every week somebody new might have some kind of GoFundMe that they bring into the office. And then because you see who donates, and GoFundMe takes so much money, why would you even go that route?
Right.
Here's what I feel like. There is something going on. There's something going on. I do not feel like, and I'm going to be, I always try to be nice. And at the end of the day, I just go, okay, well, wake up and try again tomorrow. I just, you know.
Me too.
Or be honest, be nice. I think there is an issue. There's an issue, okay? Do not believe they need other people to help them with this issue. But if other people do, my, wouldn't that be nice? Then they don't have to come out of pocket or figure out a way to take care of it. So, yeah, that is, and even if they're hoping that whatever this issue is, if it gets all taken care of here, they don't have to do anything here. Now, I understand this is a really difficult time for people, and I understand things are going crazy 5 ways from Sunday, so I'm not going to say anybody's doing anything, whatever, everybody's handling everything the best way they can. Send an email to your workmates about a GoFundMe. Okay, nobody should ever do that. People don't. What I will say, though, is if you don't do anything, it's okay. Just let it go. And move on with your life if you're not comfortable with it. And here's, people say, well, I'm a good person and I want to help. Okay, great. But helping and tithing should be a choice of what feels right to you, where you want to put your energy, not out of guilt, or, oh, it's somebody from work, so I better to keep the what. That's not helping. That's not tithing. Then that's kind of I don't want to use the word coercion, but that's like you're guilted or you feel like you have to almost. So if your heart isn't in it, don't do it, okay? And some people will say, well, if I give, it'll come back to me. Okay, if that's your belief, great. Go ahead and do that. I'm not speaking on that. What I'm saying is when we gift, it's supposed to be something that we are energetically in alignment with and we feel very good about. This is my tithing. This show, every time I come on this show, do this show, put healings on TikTok, which, by the way, today, sorry, folks, didn't get there. excuse me. That's my tithing. This is how I give back. This is what I love to do, and I give back in this way. So if you're giving back, please make sure you're energetically in alignment with it, and it's coming from your heart and what you want to do, not out of guilt, not out of, like, you have to give this much of your paycheck or you have to do this. Just don't do that, because then you're not giving in good faith. You're giving because you feel like you should. Okay, that's my take on it. I do feel
thank
like
you.
Any...
You gave me everything I needed and more, Toni, and get well soon.
Thank you so much. I'm glad this was helpful. I'm so happy it was helpful. And I look forward to talking with you again soon.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay, everybody, going to the next chat question. The next chat question is from A272715MT. I just can't. from the number and a letter. A letter, number, letter. Okay, whatever. Hi, Tony. Do you see me winning my tennis double this Thursday? It's Julie. Okay, Julie. Is Julie going to win her tennis double? Yes, but you're going to have to really get here's what I'm hearing, which you already know. Stay hydrated before and sleep really good the night before, okay? And bring your look. Bring your look. Whatever that means for you. Hey, Mystic Raven, thank you. Mystic Raven, I think you're the next question. I just skipped a bunch of people, I think. Nope. Hey, Heather, how are you? Happy birthday, Colin. Heather's son Colin is going to be 19 tomorrow, everybody. Okay, I'm going to go to the next caller, who is a 262. 262, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Tony, it's Amy.
Hey, Amy, how are you?
Good, really good.
Excellent.
I'm always
what's
just
going?
Calling in. Okay, things are going pretty well. So I guess as far as a question, is there a specific next? Well, wait a minute. What's really on my mind is I got asked to guest teach without pay, and I'm curious if that is a window of opportunity. You're saying don't do it?
I'm sorry, that came out without me. And
that's
thinking.
Okay. All right. I already agreed to do it, so I don't know what to do.
Well, if you already agreed to do it, then, you know, you're kind of obligated and you don't want to ruin your professional reputation. But in the future, if somebody thinks enough of you to ask you, they should think enough of you to have an energy exchange with you of some sort. Okay?
Sure.
If you're guest teaching at a space, if those people are paying to be there, you should be paid to be there also. Listen, stand on biz, woman. This is the thing with women over men. And some men will do this too, but here's the thing. Women always want to be nice and do the right thing and be kind. And people know it's a little bit more difficult in general for some women to say no. That was yesterday. Yesterday is gone. If they believe, and Amy, you have been teaching for so long, you have the credentials, your no. If you needed to build something up, sure. You being a teacher for them is bringing you what? People showing up are not paying what I believe they are. You should still get something for showing up for them to do this. No one should expect anyone to show up and teach just to do it. It's just not a good I don't want to say it's not a good or a fair it's not a good or fair energy exchange, but it's really not professional on their part either. But now that you've agreed to do it, what you say when you leave or when you get there, you say I'm happy to do this, but moving forward, I'll let you know my rate to guest teach. So the next time they reach out, they already know there's a rate for it, and you're not going to do it again, because so many times when we do agree to do something, they're like, okay, we can just call on her. Okay?
Sure.
Okay, but don't feel badly about going in and doing this one. You can,
I guess I was thinking, is it a window to potentially a paid position? Because I was literally thinking of asking that organization to apply for a paid position, and then within a month this person reached out and said, could you speak at my class?
Okay, if that's the objective, go to their site, see if any positions are available, And then when you're there, drop off your resume and see where it takes you. Okay?
Excellent. Yes, thanks.
Perfect. Okay, you are so welcome. But moving forward, even as a guest, you still should be compensated something. Okay?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Excellent. Thanks for calling in, Amy. Let us know how it goes, okay, Lo? Okay, next question online comes from Mystic Raven. Hey, Sue. Hey, Fawn. Mystic Raven wants to know, do you see me traveling a lot this year? I know for work I have at least one trip to Vegas. Fun. In February, March. Anything else related to traveling? Thanks. Yes, I think this is going to be a big year of travel for a lot of people. Mystic Raven, I see there's going to be a potential in June, again in August, September, one or both. Are you going to a wedding this year, Mystic Raven? Is there a wedding you're going to? I see a wedding thing for you. I also see either October or November, there's potential. So sorry. October or November, there's potential also. And then you might do local or close to you traveling during the month of December. Now, having said that, all of these are choices. I do feel like more than one of those trips are going to be out of your area, meaning maybe either a couple hours away by vehicle or a plane ride away, like to another state. You can drive to another state. I know that, but I'm just trying to explain the geographics of it. I do feel like you are going to have some choices with travel, but I do feel like everything's going to fall into place and you are really going to enjoy the travel that you get to have this year. The travel coming up, there might be one more work thing other than the thing in February, March, but you are going to find either some phenomenal deals or a travel partner or family member that's really wanting to travel with you, okay? And that's what, or someone who's wanting to travel with you or traveling to go to somebody who wants something like that, but you're going to have fun. It's going to be good. Hey, Anne, is 2024 going to be a better year? Yes, but Anne, you have to. I know I always say this to you, Anne, my love, find things to do. My mom was the queen of this. She would find things to do that were extremely inexpensive or no cost, like free events or certain events have free times, and she would get out and go do it at those times. So I think that's what you need to do this year. Look at what's coming in and go do those things. Now, sometimes people who love events and such, they will volunteer to work at a place where there are a lot of events or shows or whatever so that they get to see the show. I have friends that love this one big guru. So every time he comes around, they will go and volunteer, be one of the volunteers at the show, and then they get to be part of the whole show, meaning watching the whole weekend live event. By the way, hey, Liz. Hey, Liz, Lita. Miss you. But, yeah, that is something some of my friends do. So you can do it that way, or you can find out when the free thing is and the free times are or the very inexpensive times and go do that. Okay, love? That is how you are going to make your 2024 a little different and a little better. The next caller is also 262. 262, what's your name and where are you calling from? Hello. Okay.
Hello?
Okay. Hello? Hello?
Hi, Tony. Hi, Tony. This is
Hello.
Tim.
Tim, how can I help you?
Oh, hi. I've called you before. I'm sorry, I just couldn't tell if it was me or not, because I haven't actually called in. I've only typed in. Anyways, my grandma passed 31 years ago as of January 25th. I was so young when she passed, and I have so much more wisdom now. And she just taught me a lot of things about astrology and told me, she said I'd have a tough life until my later years. Well, I'm 65, and she was right, and I do have a much better life right now. And I just wish that I had her in my life. I just love her so much, and I'd love to talk to her. My dad, which was her only son, passed 19 years ago. Still have my mom, but she's got Alzheimer's and very sick. Not sure how long she'll be with us, and she's been kind of really, really sick lately. Had hospice in and everything. But I was just wondering, anything my grandma has to say, I would love to hear.
What's your grandma's first name, Wells?
Well, we always called her Nani. Her name was Reg, but we always called her Nani.
Okay. Give me a second. What's your astrological sign, Kim?
I'm in Aries, and so is she.
Oh, that's why, yeah. Okay. Kim, one of the things that she's asking you to do, if you have not already done this, is to take a deep dive into your chart for this year. There are some major, major things happening, and you don't want to miss not one bit of it.
Okay.
There are certain things that are going to be lit up in your chart, your personal chart.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell everybody else, you can. I don't get anything for this. I think it's astrologycafe.com. They'll give you a free birth chart. You just put in your name, your birth date, and the place you were born, and they'll pop out that free chart with some explanations. But you can find out, you know, where everything sits in your chart. I'm not good with astrology. Saying take a deep dive. There are some days coming in that are like golden ticket days, and you're going to want to know what those days are this year and into next year, because those are days when you should plan to do certain things. If you have like, oh, I would normally do this and hope it would go well, but now I'm going to do it on this day so it goes phenomenal. Or if you plan on, you know, whatever it is, do a deep dive into your chart. You're going to find some really remarkable things. You're going to really enjoy it. And then just, you know, for hoops and giggles, start embracing and learning the astrology, if for yourself only, but even for other people. But just start really embracing and taking that deep dive into astrology to understand what everything means. And she'll be right there working with you on it and helping you with it. Okay.
Very cool. Yeah, very cool. Thank you.
You are so welcome. And, of course, she loves you and don't worry too much about your mom. She's just fine. She's just fine. You might think she spends time in the ethers right now, meaning in between. Like she can spend time with them and she can spend time with us, and she's okay right now, okay?
Okay. Good. Thank you.
You're so
I
welcome.
Appreciate it. Okay. Thanks so much.
Absolutely.
Bye-bye.
You have a great day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome, love. Okay, I'm going to go to Mystic Raven. Oopsie. Every time I move up a little bit, it wants to shove me all the way, like it moves the chat all the way up. I think we're going to make it the hour, everybody. I'm so proud of myself today. Ridiculous. I'm so ridiculous sometimes. Sue McCarthy. I hear the song. It's so funny. Sue, I hear the song, Love, Love Me Do. You know I love you. So please. I don't know if those are even the words. Maybe it's Love, Love Me True. I don't know. Can you see me signing a contract this week? Sue, I see you. I see you receiving a contract this week. I do believe it may go back and forth. I'm gonna sign it next week. Yeah, I get a slow yes on signing it next week. I do believe you get it this week, but I think there might be an error or something in it. Please go over it really well and make sure everything's the way it's supposed to be, and go with it. And then I think by the time you send it back and get it back, then it's going to be next week. But the contract is going to be signed soon, okay? I know that. Maybe it comes in just really late this week, so by the time you get it back to the, I don't know what it is, but it's like you get the contract for sure this week, and then next week everything is finalized. Or maybe, does she sign it? No, I feel like you don't, I don't know, maybe you're like me, and when they send it to you, you just can't open it, right? And then you have to have them, I don't know. Is that a me thing? Like, am I the only one that can't open things on my computer? I don't know. Okay, I'm going to go to the next caller. And the next caller is, it's 111. What's
Hi, your hello.
Where, hello?
Hi, how are you? It's Rose Maria.
Maria, how are you?
Doing okay. I'm getting there, but doing okay, but a little craziness still. The other day when you had the show, you mentioned Gia and another name. I think you were referring to me about that one.
That's awesome. I love hearing that. I love that.
And I was online when you said it, and you didn't catch me on time to make you get a reading because it was like too much to end of the your hour.
Oh, I'm so, thank you for the confirmation, though. I love when people come back and they say, oh, this was for me, that was for me. I love that. Thank you so much, love. Thank you, thank you. Okay, how can I help you today?
Whatever you guys can get. Being alone through a lot, everything's going to go my way, or whatever. I just wrote a letter. Oh, after the reading that you did a couple weeks ago with me, I have to write a letter and all that stuff. I still have to write a letter for my brother yet, but I'm looking for legal representation to help me with it. And I did another letter that for Europe. Sent it to them, and I know they got it on Saturday, but I haven't heard back yet. I don't know if they're going to answer me or what, if you could pick up anything on that, on him.
This is the biggest message I'm getting. Of course they're going to respond, but whatever they respond doesn't mean you have to obey, okay? What I see is like bold, like with their heads at each other, okay? And that the first one, now what I'm going to say is this. I'm just going to mute you so I don't hear the background noise, but I'm going to finish answering your question, love. What I'm going to tell you is just because they say no, or just because they don't agree with whatever you sent them and they still want their way, It doesn't mean you have to do it their way. What that means is you just stand your ground until things come to the middle, okay? For some reason, if this is still the thing about your brother, and I'm referring to the thing with your brother, for some reason, he thinks he can kind of just say, this is the way it's going to be, and use an attorney. Whether you have an attorney or not, you still have the right to say yes or no to how this unfolds. And I wouldn't let, I just keep getting, don't be bullied with this. Just don't be bullied. Don't let them bully you. Don't let them intimidate you or coerce you, okay? And having said that, one of the things that I'm getting is that when you stand your ground, they're going to meet you in the middle. And I hope that's helpful. I hope that's what you were looking for, Maria. And I'm sorry about the background noise, but I really do hope that that is what you were looking for. Okay. Meaning, oh, Jay Francis says my tongue went numb eating pineapple. Yeah, you know what? When I eat apricot kernels, my tongue goes numb every single time. Every single time. Yeah, Heather, everybody has this respiratory thing going around. So I'm so sorry. I hope you feel better soon, Heather. Oh, it just jumped again. Okay. Let's see. Kylie, will I finally get on my feet and stay there? Kylie, it's going to take a little. Yes, you are. And I feel like as long as you're focused and diligent, you're going to get there and stay there. You have to. And Kylie, can you do me a favor? Can you put your age in the chat for me? I wanna know something here because I keep hearing an age, and I need to know something. Okay, Kylie's 44. Okay, Kylie, whatever happened when you were 24? This is why I'm asking, because I keep hearing 24, 24, 24. Either something happened when you were 24. That you keep, it keeps being your self-saboteur or your fallback is the way I'm going to say it. Like whatever this was, it's your sticking point. So we're going to clear that now. We're going to pull that out. So here's what I'm going to say. Anything stopping or blocking anyone from moving forward, all that caused it, kept it, let's clear it all now. Let's pull it out for everybody. The next thing I'm going to say is anything in the way of us progressing and succeeding, we're going to clear, heal, release, pull out all of that from everybody. Whew, that one. You guys, I felt that like up the middle of my back and out the back of my head. So let me know, did you guys feel that too? What did you all feel? And so that's what I'm going to get. Okay, that's not what I'm going to get. That's what I'm getting. But I feel like by mid on your way, you have to be really have that self-control, Kylie. You have to get some self-control. And we all, I'm going to tell you, we all have a little bit of lack of self-control in different areas of our life, okay? So that's really important to know. But there's an area of your life where there's not as much discipline as there should be. And once you conquer that, you're going to be just fine, my love, okay? Just know you're going to be fine once you conquer that, okay? All right. Hey, Deb, how are you? Karen, I'm going to do you see me getting a new job soon? Deb, I do. It's so funny. I say things and then I don't, like, consciously, I'm not the one saying it. Deb, you're going to get a job before... I think you're going to get a job in March. I know that gives you all of February, but you will be taking the steps to get this job throughout February, I feel like, but it's going to be a lock. Now, if you are completely out of work, Deb, and you are feeling that struggle, please find a cash job. Don't wait on a payday. And the difference between a cash job and a payday is 40 hour a week. You get that check at the end of the week. And then cash job is anything you can do on the side for cash, or anything like anything you personally have a talent in that you can do, or working at a bar and or restaurant, any place that will tip you, that you get to walk out with cash every day. Those are cash. And there's a lot of other examples of that too. Do whatever you have to do to start bringing that money in, because once we have money in the hand, that energy blows up. I'm not even joking. That energy, and this is one thing about cash. When you're counting money, it's so different than just looking at a statement. So always keep cash on hand and just count it, because it brings a different energy in. It brings all of that to you, okay? If we go too much computerized cash, so to say, it becomes kind of an illusion. There's no money in hand. We need to feel that money in hand. So if you save money in a jar, change in a jar, just run your hands in it. Wash them afterwards, but run your hands in it. Play in the money. Pennies, old school pennies were copper. Old school dimes were silver. Play in that. Let those elements absorb into you a little bit. Get in there. Dig your hands deep into it, how that changes your vibration and frequency. Okay, Deb, I hope that was so helpful. I don't have time for another. I wish I could take another caller, but I really can't right now, because by that time, it just would run me really short. I need to kind of do this end of it. I'm going to say, Sue, there are two parts to this. I sign, and then there are more signatures needed in 2 weeks. Okay, that would make sense. So yes, and yes. Okay, thank you. Thank you for clarifying. Hi, Tony. Should I continue my career as a paralegal or change my career? Thank you. What are you thinking of changing to, Jennifer? What's the option? You're a good paralegal. You like it. So what are you thinking of changing to? What's your thought of what you would want to do, Jennifer, other than be a paralegal? And here's what I'll say. Sometimes we don't need to change our whole career. Sometimes we can change anything else, nothing in general. Oh, my goodness, you're killing me. Oh, you're having a moment, Jennifer. Okay, before you decide to change your whole career, see what else is out there first. And second, if you get to that point, change where you're working. Okay, change the place, whether you have to go to another whatever. I don't really know what you're doing right now, but I'm going to say if you're working in a courthouse, see if you can work for an attorney. If you're working for an attorney, get into a courthouse. First, change your environment before you change your whole career. Also, by the way, Jennifer, one thing I'm getting for you is if you do work for an attorney or a law office, you might be able to do something at home kind of remotely, okay? Whatever it is, you should look at changing your environment first. And Jennifer, I just feel like you're, I can't tap into whatever needs to be cleared with her. Let's take it now. What the heck, Jennifer, is that? Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. Jennifer, if you did not feel that, I will feel badly because it felt like they reached right into my inside all the way down and just started pulling it out. Jennifer, did you feel that? Did anybody else feel that? Oh, my goodness. Jennifer, what was that? Okay. Let's just clear whatever needs to be cleared up. Okay, on that note, Jennifer, I do feel like things are going to make a turnaround for you, my love. I feel like you are going to be in a whole new energy with a whole new feeling, and it's going to put you in a better place. Again, change your environment before you throw it in the garbage. See if a new place with new energy, a new environment doesn't do something better for you. You can take the skills you have and use them for in a better way. 23 years, Jennifer's been a paralegal for 23 years. I'm pretty broken. Thank you. Oh, that explains it. And going through a lot of grief currently. Oh, my gosh, Jennifer, that's what that is. Okay, you guys, this is for everybody listening, watching, re-listening. All grief has been healed, cleared, released, pulled out. Let's clear all grief. Jennifer, please make sure you go to my TikTok. There are clearing after clearing after clearing to help you for so many different things, okay? All pain, sorrow and discomfort. Clear that. Okay, you guys, I hope this was helpful. I love each and every one of you so much. Please remember, click whatever you need to click to get the notification of when I will be doing those over the next week. And I can't wait to see you the next time I'm on air. I will be traveling. So thank you so much and have an amazing rest of the day.